Crispy Fried Chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The president's got to sit down with Congress now, and Congress has to put this money in.
That's the leader of President Trump's Commission on Opioid Addiction saying expect the Trump administration to be asking for billions of dollars to fight the drug epidemic. He tells ABC's This Week the money needs to get into the Public Health Emergency Fund.
The Public Health Emergency Fund has only $57,000 in it. I would say that you're going to see this president initially ask for billions of dollars to deal with this.
Trump telling the nation in a speech last Thursday it is time for American communities to be freed from the scourge of such drug addiction. Firefighters finally close to containing all of the wildfires that have devastated Northern California's wine country, but there isn't much let up in the looting since those fires began. Police in Santa Rosa arresting two more suspected looters over the weekend, the couple among dozens suspected of looting since the fires began about 3 weeks ago. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Two members of the elite SEAL Team 6 are being investigated on suspicions they strangled a Green Beret to death in Mali. Reports are Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar was found dead in June at housing he shared with other Special Forces soldiers. The 34-year-old superior is suspecting that foul play was involved. They launched an investigation, and again now two other SEAL Team 6 members are under suspicion. 5 years after Superstorm Sandy slammed the tri-state New York area, that area got a pretty hefty rainstorm and windstorm over the weekend. In fact, New Jersey drivers are still being warned today to steer clear of standing water. Sarah Lee Kessler has more.
Powerful winds and heavy rain took down trees and power lines from Hackensack to the Jersey Shore, dumping 4 inches of rain in some places and triggering street flooding.
It's so deep.
Newark was already a mess when a huge water main broke on Park Avenue about 4:30 this morning, swallowing up cars and flooding businesses. Traffic is being diverted between North 4th and 7th Streets. Light rail service suspended in the area.
And lawyers for Senate Democrat Bob Menendez formally requesting a mistrial as his bribery and corruption case enters its ninth week, accusing the judge in the case of being biased. While the judge is expected to rule against them, it's believed lawyers for Menendez and his co-defendant are laying the groundwork for an appeal should the men be found guilty. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Local weather forecast here for the week, at least from where we sit here in Hunterdon County. Today's sunny, high near 56. It's about 48 out there right now. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the 30s. Sunny on Tuesday, high in the up 50s. Down into the 30s on the overnight Tuesday night. Slight chance of showers Wednesday in the afternoon and into the evening. Lows will be around in the 40s at night. Thursday, slight chance of showers. Highs could inch up into the 60s. Let's see, sunny, mostly sunny. High near 68. Lows in the 40s at night. And then Saturday, a slight chance of showers again. We'll see how that changes. A lot of rain yesterday, so, but we need it. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Greetings, everyone. Chef Bill here at Chef Bill's Table at HunterdonChamberRadio.com, coming to you on Mondays or whenever you choose to listen. Trying to get some seasonal food ideas, techniques. Always wondering what to make, right? Upcoming food holidays, of course, the biggest one of the year, Thanksgiving approaching. And New York Times, I got the alert from them already. If you're going to order a local turkey, which is still a great chance to enjoy local products, if you want to vary a little bit, of course, it's going to, you know, cost you a little bit more. But if you can get nice fresh turkey, you could probably know what breed it is and et cetera, et cetera. At least you know the pedigree of the showpiece instead of having it be the least expensive thing you buy, a.k.a. free, many times in supermarkets. Go for something nice, or nicer, I should say. Turkey's nice anytime, right? Let's see, this week, in a couple of weeks, Pete will be back from the Black River Spice and Tea Company. We'll be talking about the fall herbs seasonings for stuffing, poultry seasoning, mixes like that, so look forward. That'll be nice and timely for the Thanksgiving dinner, and maybe some other interesting uses for those herbs. This week, let's see, the third sandwich day, which kind of leads into what we're doing today in a way. And the sixth is nacho day. Nacho's still a quintessential appetizer or share, tailgating, of course, height of the sports season right now, World Series winding, well, actually excitement is winding up, but almost over, but nice fall football, no matter what level, high school, college, professional, good chance to get out there. So I was thinking, usually fall and winter, of course, we're trying to eat seasonally, and sometimes lately the market is kind of dictating that. In other words, you get sometimes shortages on certain products. And usually in the wintertime, at some point, lettuces get short supply, get expensive. Tomatoes, of course, unless you're living near where some good tomatoes grow. Of course, in the Northeast now, we're done. Our Jersey tomatoes, unfortunately, we got our last shipment from our farmer last week. And Jersey tomato salad is going to be no more, at least for this year. We had a good run, though, but now we're thinking of another seasonal salad. And my thoughts kind of turn to root vegetables and what we call brassicas or cruciferous vegetables, your cabbages, many things related to cabbage, kohlrabi, kale, broccoli, cauliflower, of course, is the darling of everybody right now, whether you make it as a steak. We do a buffalo cauliflower that's really, really become popular. Nice appetizer. Doesn't fill you up so much as the chicken wings do. Plus, it's a lot easier to eat. So I was thinking of a slaw. And a slaw, we have few varieties at Jake's. We have a regular coleslaw, which, you know, we shred the cabbage ourselves, make a dressing. The creamy, normal mayonnaise with a little bit of extra vinegar and sugar. You want that little sweet and sour in there. And we do a vegetable slaw, which does have some cabbage in it, but it has at least three or four other vegetables that can be julienned, whether it's radish or broccoli stems, sometimes jicama, turnip. We've been using peppers in there more for a little bit of color and flavor. Still get some nice firm peppers. It could be even cucumber in there. In the summer, we would put the summer squash in there. Of course, now in the fall and winter, we will switch to some of the heartier vegetables. We usually have, you know, roasted vegetables, things like that. We think of the root vegetables especially as good for purees, good for roasting, but also good raw. And I think the problem is sometimes with raw root vegetables, of course, they're very, very crunchy. But when you treat them properly, the whether you're pickling them or marinating them, you can soften them up a little bit. And now different ways, we'll go over, you know, a hand technique to make some nice julienne out of root vegetables today. But there's spiralizer machines out there. They're really transforming those vegetables into something that's not too much work to eat. Still gives you the crunch. People, we seem as humans to desire that crunch. We want, you know, crispy fries with our burgers, and we want a nice crisp lettuce salad with dinner or before. And so I'm thinking of slaw. We do an Asian slaw there, Asian inspired, I should say. It's a clear dressing with the mixed napa and red cabbage and rice vinegar. We also use the rice vinegar in our vegetable slaw. And it ends up, especially after a couple of days, as it sits in this clear dressing, some places may call it a health slaw, it really softens it up. You're still getting some crunch, but it brings out some of the flavors of those cabbages and other vegetables that we're putting in there. So I'm thinking, you know, a lot of the way we eat now, salads traditionally were, you know, in America at least, served before the meal. And I always wondered, you know, why are we having a bunch of lettuce? And usually it's a heavy dressing. Most people now, you want, you know, ranch or blue cheese, gorgonzola dressing, things like that, honey mustard, mayo. And it's all right, you know, if you like those kind of things, but well, we're finding more of our guests eat salads as a main course and with a little protein on it. We offer a lot of selections with that, whether you go vegetarian or some fried goat cheese or chicken, steak, shrimp, anything, salmon, almost anything you want. We were doing even with the, toward the end, the German chicken schnitzel, we were putting a little arugula with that. Couple of sandwiches we do that with. We don't just offer fries. You put a little salad on the side. You've got your crunch. You've got nice nutrition. And one nice thing about coleslaw is it is crunchy. So my thoughts went to the Four Seasons restaurant, which is closed. They had to leave the Seagram's building there after a long run. Probably one of the restaurants that kind of changed the American dining scene early on with the seasonal menu changes and changed the decor of the whole place. It was you know, center of kind of the power lunch in New York, although that's kind of shifted downtown a little bit. But they're going to, I think, supposed to be reopening this month. Got to check it out. Don't know. I guess, you know, apparently, you know, well, realistically, a lot of the charm of the place, of course, was the artwork and the decor. So we'll see if the owners can kind of reinvent themselves with it. But early on, again, you know, James Beard consulted with the food, getting that seasonal food, which was not done so much back in the 60s. So I remembered a dish in there called barroom slaw. And it was served mainly at lunchtime and usually with a protein alongside of it. And as I see, you know, our guests order those combinations, whether it's, you know, regular mixed greens or a spring mix, or you think of the Cobb salad, all these nice entree or main dish type salads. It's a good way to eat, especially if you're trying to watch your carbs a little bit. Although you can always have a nice piece of bread on the side, even with salads. I would like a couple of croutons maybe on the salad, or even some fried potatoes. Always good, especially with arugula, some of the stronger greens. We're going to break for a couple of messages and come back and explore the Barroom Slaw. I found that their Four Seasons cookbook that was published back in 1980. Giuseppe Rengli, Joseph Rengli was the chef there, a Swiss gentleman. And very good recipes in there, very good techniques. And so I found the dressing recipe for it, but we can talk about variations. I experimented over the weekend with some vegetable slaw, and we'll see where we go from there. But it could be a nice change, not being dependent on lettuce and tomatoes for the winter. We'll be back at Chef Bill's table.
Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the yeast?
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, we're back at the table here, back at Chef Bill's table, figuring out a fall and winter salad, right? Something called slaw. And is there a difference between coleslaw and slaw? Apparently, we would consider coleslaw, coming from the cabbage, col, K-O-H-L or K-O-L-H, it's K-O-H-L, like kohlrabi, you think of that vegetable, that's cabbage family. So it would be from the Dutch Germanic origin, it would imply a cabbage salad. You know, my mother, when my mother makes, she doesn't call it coleslaw. She calls it cabbage salad. That's different. When from Dutch and Germanic peoples, yeah, we have the Mennonites up in Kitchener, where my mother's from. We have New York State, Central New York, and even now next door to us in Pennsylvania Dutch country. These kind of salads are very popular. Plus, the climate is right for growing these vegetables. So we're going to do a slaw, and it will have cabbage in it, but it doesn't necessarily have to. That's the nice thing about it. And we like that crunch. Even the way burgers are selling right now in restaurants, everybody that's just seems infatuated with the next big burger, right? Even the fancy chefs are going to offer some kind of nice hamburger. It's good. That's good food, right? But on the side, naturally, people are thinking about fries. Some of these root vegetables actually now, you've seen it in chips, I think, but for fries, parsnips, carrots, sweet potatoes, things like that are becoming available. And things that we never thought of frying before, we're frying. We want something hearty that holds up. So these slaws, when we're talking about root vegetables, they're very sturdy, but almost too sturdy. If you think of a crudité, something very, very crunchy. Now we're trying to transform these vegetables into something that you can eat with a fork. They could be shaved thinly, the root vegetables, for this, on a mandolin. And I would still say even then it would benefit from a little bit of marinating time in the dressing. Another nice thing about slaws is you can dress them ahead of time. Lettuce salads, of course, the lettuce wilts after a short time. You can still use some greens, maybe as a base or a garnish, if you like, or sprouts, anything like that, anything crunchy. And, of course, the cabbage family, and we can think outside the box, doesn't have to be the bear. It does benefit by being julienned, and some of the chefs say you have to massage it a little bit, let it soften up. It is pretty chewy, but julienned would be great in a slaw. Give you some of that, some of the superfoods, as they say. Sweet potatoes, turnips, parsnips, celery root could work, although sometimes it can oxidize. If I'm using celery root, I do like to blanch it first. And with our fall fruits, apples and pears would actually go very well in some of these slaws. So the dressing, I guess that's where you can really have your good variety. Let's talk about the dressing. So I did one this week, and I used an emulsified sesame ginger vinaigrette. So to make this, you don't need mayonnaise with it, a little bit of tahini, the regular sesame puree would help to thicken this dressing up. And, of course, there is some sugar, there's some vinegar, rice vinegar, some nice fresh ginger. But you need some toasted sesame oil also to give it that flavor. Tahini, unless you can find, I think you can get a Chinese or a Japanese toasted sesame paste. But tahini normally doesn't have that toasted flavor. So you need that seasoning oil, which is your sesame oil. You don't need much. And make a nice dressing. That worked very well with these because I do in the summer for cookouts or picnics. I always like to do some julienne vegetables, a little bit of lettuce, some Napa cabbage, and use this dressing. It doesn't have the egg in it. It's nice and safe. It's good in the warm weather. It doesn't really mask the flavor of the vegetables too much. It kind of thinly coats it. So the dressing that the Four Seasons used was kind of a mayonnaise, but a little bit thinned out with some lemon juice and red wine vinegar. And making your own mayonnaise, I know people sometimes think it's risky, I'm going to get sick from the eggs, but buying good eggs now. Making your own mayonnaise, it really, once you do it, because you can choose your oil, you can kind of control the salt and sugar in there, and you can control the thickness of it. You know, the commercial mayonnaise, very high-powered machines that kind of whip a lot of air into that. You want that oil, droplets, emulsified around the egg. So for this, the simple dressing was two egg yolks, a half teaspoon of Dijon mustard. That will help thicken it also. A tablespoon of lemon juice, a pinch of salt and pepper. Now, you're going to blend this in a bowl with a whisk, or you could use your blender. Well, food processor is probably easier, although with two yolks, it's kind of a small batch. Now, you're going to have on hand 1 to 1.5 cups of olive oil. You can make this with as little oil or as much as you want. And it's kind of like making your hollandaise sauce. You've got your yolks blended with the seasoning there and that little bit of lemon juice. And slowly, drops at a time, whisk in the oil. You'll see it start to make an emulsion. Once the emulsion takes, it's going to get thick and creamy. Then you can add the oil kind of in a slow, steady stream. If you're doing it in a food processor, this goes very quickly. And then at the end, we're going to put in 1.5 teaspoons or so of a good red wine vinegar and then adjust your seasoning. So this is a basic mayonnaise type dressing that is going to allow the vegetables to come through. You notice there's no herbs in there. We don't have any onion really in there. If you wanted to put a little minced shallot in there, that would be fine, or grated onion. I like to grate them on the box grater. You can kind of get like an onion puree. You don't have the big chunks in there. And then you have your dressing. Now, for the vegetables, you could use any variety. And I think this was probably a more popular dish in the summertime. Normally at the Four Seasons, it would be served not really on its own, although it was very, very popular, but with a protein alongside, which kind of got me thinking about it because it's, again, the way a lot of people are eating, with a paillard, or if you like something crispy, a nice cutlet. And we've talked about those on previous shows, the techniques for that. The simplest one, you see the grilled chicken Caesar salad anywhere. Well, how about grilled chicken with this slaw instead of the Caesar salad? You can, again, use a dressing. If you don't like a mayonnaise type dressing, you could do a vinaigrette and toss the vegetables in that. And I did it, and I let it sit overnight, and of course, it doesn't really wilt. What I did, I just worked with what I had on hand. Now, again, in the summer, you would use your summer squash and summer vegetables. So I took a carrot, and really, when you shred or julienne the vegetables like that, it really stretches them out too. Plus, it's a tenderizing technique. You're cutting it into smaller, thin pieces. So I had a carrot, a white turnip, I had a parsnip, I had a small head of radicchio. I grabbed a sweet potato, had some Napa cabbage shredded. We keep some shredded for our tacos. And then I used shredded romaine. I was not going to break open a big old bag of julienne spinach. I didn't have any kale, but I just wanted to see the effect of a little bit of some green in there. Didn't add any onion or scallion. It wouldn't, again, you could flavor your dressing with that, or if you like raw onion, which I do, I would probably julienne some onion in it myself, but that's up to you. So this was the blend, and as I say, with the sesame vinaigrette, turned out very well. So for cutting these vegetables, there's a couple of ways to do it. The box grater will give you a finer shred. You use the large holes on the box grater. Your food processor with the grating attachment, you could shred the vegetables that way. What I liked is the julienne or matchstick. And if you have a mandolin or a Japanese vegetable slicer with the blades on there, take the thin ones. You have to peel the vegetable. Make sure your hand's protected. And just shave these thin matchsticks using that kind of cutter. Or if you want to do just thin discs, you could do that also. We have now, so by hand, let's say, and I didn't want to dirty a machine or get anything on. I was just, playing around on the cutting board. If you have, decent knife skills, let's say when you're doing the carrot, depending on the size, mine was a fairly large carrot. So you peel the carrot, and depending the length of julienne you want, say you want 2.5, 2 inches, you simply cut the carrot into 2-inch sections. So you've got little columns there of carrot, as it were. So you've got the flat side that you've cut crosswise. You stand that up, and then with your knife, you cut off thin sheets. Just cut right down the carrot, the length of the column there, and you'll get thin sheets of carrot. Thin, you know, rectangles, squares, whatever you want to call them. Then you stack two or three of those up, no more than that. You want to be able to handle it. And then very thinly, just cut those into sticks. Nice knife technique. And you've got nice juliennes. And I did the turnip, peel the turnip, and just simply cut my sheets. You stand the turnip on end. You don't want the rounded edge on the board. It rolls around and you get, you can cut yourself. You want to make sure that the product is stable. Parsnip, same way. Peeled it, the radicchio, I quartered it and took out the core, and that's easy. That and the cabbage, easy to slice into thin strips. Sweet potato, again, peeled it, cut it into a half crosswise, and then made my thin sheets, and then cut my sticks. And if you took this one step further, just for your own knowledge, if you wanted what we call a brunoise vegetable, very fine dice, confetti vegetable, you take those matchsticks and you cut those into little tiny squares. You've got a very elegant sprinkling of vegetables that you could garnish a broth with or use in other types of cold or hot preparations. Very fine dice. We've got a break for news right now, and we're going to come back. We're going to put this salad together and maybe another variation of it, and then some other things we can do with these root and cruciferous vegetables. Barroom slaw.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Charges against President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, in the Russia probe now being unsealed. Manafort was indicted on charges including conspiracy, money laundering, and other charges related to his lobbying on behalf of Ukraine and the president of Ukraine. Manafort and his former business associate, Rick Gates, surrendering to the FBI this morning. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is warning President Trump against interfering with the special counsel's investigation now that these two former aides have been indicted. And a justice analyst, Matt Miller, says the president probably should not intervene, especially at this point in the process.
If the president were to pardon him in the middle of this investigation, that would look a lot like obstruction of justice.
The Afghan Taliban says an American hostage it's holding, Kevin King, is critically ill and will require urgent medical attention. This is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Bill's table. So barroom slaw a la Four Seasons restaurant. Some other vegetables you could use in this. I think I mentioned broccoli stems, kale, kohlrabi. Pretty tough to peel it, but when you get to the center, nice and white, radish and not even have to be the little radish, an icicle or watermelon or daikon, any of those roots there. Butternut squash would work very well. Beets, and I'm going to say go for yellow beets unless you want. If you use red beets, you could use them raw, but then wouldn't mix those until the end because they will kind of bleed into the mix unless you want to turn it a nice rosy color, which isn't terrible either. But yellow beets, jicama, all these things would work very well in your mix as far as this time of year. Again, this same slaw, the same idea could be used in the summertime. I like the julienne vegetables, first of all, beautiful presentation, nice, easy to eat with a fork, and then it becomes more of a main event than just a little kind of condiment on the side. Sometimes our finely cut coleslaw or chopped slaw becomes even part of the sandwich, the iconic Jersey sloppy joe. Your deli sandwich with the layered with the meats and the slaw goes right on there. Pulled pork, we usually like to put that little bit of slaw, and it could be a vinegar type, depending on the region you're from, or a mayonnaise one. We serve a little tiny ramekin of it with the pulled pork at the restaurant, so it's either a little taste on the side, or the nice the crunch goes in there with the soft meat, and you've got the nice vinegar complements your sauce. So now these vegetables, and I say it doesn't take much. I mean, the amount I made from that little bit was, certainly enough for 4 servings. Advantage of these vegetables too is they hold up well, they store well. And you think of some of them like squash, turnips, things like that you would normally just cook. Eat them raw. They're good, but we need to tenderize them, and by shredding them or by cutting them in matchsticks, you accomplish this. Now, say you make too much, or say you like this mix. You can use it for a stir-fry instead of again, in the summertime, sometimes you like the summer squash, you like our peppers, and, normally, maybe some mushrooms, things like that. But these vegetables would do very well as a stir-fry if you have them on hand. Again, a little bit, if you're using your processor, you can grate them quickly. I kind of like working with the knife. The mandolin would work, as I said, to get your nice juliennes. And you're not so dependent on the summer lettuces. That's good to eat seasonally once in a while. Now, these same root vegetables, you could also roast them. You could cut take it a cut, a little bit thicker than the matchstick, the batonette. I like to cut them all in even pieces. You could dice them, but I like the, if you think of that matchstick size, but a lot thicker. The baton, right? And, roasting the vegetables or a fairly large dice, you want to be able to get a little browning and caramelization on the outside and still maintain that texture inside, but you don't want them to burn. And normally when we roast these vegetables, whether it's sweet potatoes, butternut squash, the root vegetables, instead of spreading them on the pan and then trying to drizzle oil, we like to take them in a bowl with a little bit of oil and toss them around so they're all well coated. Then you can add your salt and pepper if you like. Some people like to season them afterwards. Others like it before. I think either way, we do. Sweet potatoes, we like to put sometimes a little different seasoning on there, the cumin and cinnamon type thing works sometimes. Or if you're using a flavored oil, nice thing about doing these things yourself, you can, when you're making a dressing or roasting the vegetables, you could use different flavored oils that you like. Use something, you don't need a lot of it, you can just do it for flavor. So if you say you don't want the raw salad, well, roasted vegetables with a vinaigrette also make a nice salad. Now, it wouldn't be served chilled. If you'd made it ahead, I would warm it up a little bit, whether you're putting it, the microwave, of course, great tool for that. You don't need to get it very, very hot. You just want to bring it up to room temperature, and you get much more flavor out of these vegetables. But roasted like that would be a good other possibility for some of these vegetables. Again, you can keep them on hand. I know preparing dinner, we've talked before that, you know, it's not the cooking or the preparation, but really the shopping. And, you know, and once you get something in the house, you know, I got to use it. It's not going to last. Some people buy pre-prepped vegetables for that reason. They don't want to keep too much on hand. They just want what they're going to use that night. That's, you know, kind of these meal kits that are coming out. Just gives you enough for one night. I guess that might be an advantage, but if you're creative and you have a couple of go-to items, techniques, procedures, send these root vegetables. Say you've got some carrots on hand and, you know, you've already had, you know, you've made a salad or you've done, you know, something with them, put some in a soup. I mean, the roots especially puree very well, and it can be easily turned into a soup, or the puree vegetables make a nice contrasting, you know, nice side dish too, instead of mashed potatoes. Or take some of these root vegetables and mix them in with your potatoes. I know, like celery root, we don't think of too often. And again, you know, the roots, some of them, they don't look too inviting. They look like you really got to do a lot of work to attack them. But once you get that rough exterior outside off of it, they really do well for you. And economical, they're normally not that expensive. Squashes, again, we talked about squashes in a previous show. The butternut would seem to be one, a nice firm one, that would work well with this. Whether you're roasting, again, roasting or serving them raw or making a puree. Now, variation on this, and as long as I was looking at Four Seasons, the chef's salad. And it kind of, the way they did it, it was kind of a variation of this barroom slaw. And oftentimes you'll see this in restaurants where kind of an ecosystem where if you're doing some work for one dish, maybe you could use some of that material or some of that food in something else when you're doing your prep, so you can get a couple of uses out of the same thing. So for this one, the barroom chef salad, again, is more of a summertime item. We think of chef salad normally. You've got your lettuce, and you've got some julienne ham and maybe some turkey, some boiled eggs, some, you know, julienne beets maybe, cheese, Swiss cheese. I mean, that's kind of your standard one when you see a chef's salad. Cobb salad, kind of kicked up a little bit. You've got the bacon instead of the ham. You've got the vegetables are diced. It's more of a, almost like a chopped salad where you would mix everything together. And Cobbs have many variations too. You know, we've done lobster Cobb. We've got regular Cobb salad, still a good standard, a good solid dish in our restaurant. Very, very good steady sales on it, whether it's lunch or dinner. And you can make it heavy with a, you know, a heavier dressing, or keep it light with a vinaigrette. Either way, it tastes good. So this barroom chef salad kind of combines some of the vegetables, the julienne vegetables in the barroom slaw, with some other ingredients. And even those sometimes, I think, Italian in origin, I think there's a salad they would do with some julienne cabbage or kohlrabi and even some salami or another julienne meat in there. So we're going to break for a couple of messages and come back, and we'll look at the barroom chef salad, Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Back at the table here, winding down another hour. So with the barroom slaw, and we're kind of going to morph that into a chef's salad. And even though it's cool weather out there, it's still with a nice soup would also make a nice meal. So the dressing for this now, a little variation, it's kind of a mayonnaise. It almost reminded me when I'm looking at it of a Caesar. It calls for, I guess their secret ingredient was a little bit of oil-packed tuna that was mixed in, flaked and mixed into the dressing at the end. I actually use a little bit of the tuna oil in the dressing also. So we go 4 egg yolks, 1.5 tablespoons of Dijon. So you can see it kind of starts like the other one, basic French or mayonnaise. 1.5 teaspoons of kosher salt, a few grinds of pepper, and we're going to have a cup of good olive oil, extra virgin if you like. You'll need 1/2 cup of sour cream, 4 ounces of tuna packed in oil, and then the juice of 1/2 lemon. So the procedure will be the same way. You take your yolks, Dijon, salt, and pepper, blend them together, and then drizzle in your oil to make the emulsion, make your mayonnaise base. And use a little bit of that oil from the tuna also. You're going to give this a little bit of a flavor. When that's done, you're going to fold in the sour cream. So this is going to lighten it up a little bit. And put in your lemon juice. And then your few ounces of tuna, you're going to flake that up and stir it in. It's going to be kind of a tuna flavored dressing, or, you know, think of a Caesar, you use the anchovy, right? tuna might be, and it's a little nicer variation on it. Plus, you might more readily have tuna on hand than anchovy, right? Now, for the salad, of course, a normal chef salad, you've got greens. But I would say for this one, you could minimize the greens. You could use some as a, use maybe spinach. Spinach is always good. You've got arugula, endive or frisée, escarole, hearts of escarole. If you can find escarole, that's always a good winter green. But still have the julienne vegetables. And in the summer, again, you would use your peppers and summer squash, things like that. You would probably have some tomatoes in the salad, but for this time of year, I would use some of these julienne vegetables we've talked about. And what you'll have also, for say for four servings, you'll have 12 ounces of ham, 12 ounces of mortadella, the nice Italian bologna with the pork fat and usually pistachios in it, some Genoa salami, some Parmesan. Nice shaved Parmesan would be nice. Have some olives on hand if you like to garnish. So the ham, I would mix the julienne ham in with the vegetables and then your mortadella. So there's two meats, and that actually does descend from an Italian salad anyway. The salami you could have in little the thin slices of the good hard salami. You could roll that into little cones. What you do is take a slice, cut the salami from the center of the slice out to the end and kind of make a cone out of it, and you could put a nice stuffed olive in that. That could garnish the sides of the salad. So you've got ham. Your Parmesan could be sprinkled. If you wanted to use another cheese, certainly Swiss cheese does hold up well with salads. It doesn't get too soft on you, so, or provolone. But this would be, again, chef's salad, good lunch. Good light dinner. Notice we don't have the hard-boiled egg on this one. If you feel the need, you could do it. But you've got four yolks in the dressing there. You're making this nice creamy dressing for it. So a chef salad, a la Four Seasons. Now, with your barroom slaw, you know, it normally was served a protein with it, and we would offer it this way at Jake's also would be kind of one of those salads. I mean, it would be okay to have prior to a meal, but this would really cries out for to be eaten along with something else. So we use a paillard, which is an old term, a thin cutlet, if you will. And, of course, what came to my mind was steak, right? You know, we have a steak sandwich. We use a 6-ounce piece of certified Angus strip loin. We take all the fat off of it, so it really fits the roll nicely, and you don't have to serve it sliced. It can be a solid piece, but very good, very tasty. But for a beef paillard with this, now you could have your loin steaks, and you cut them. You could do them two ways. You could have cut them thinly and serve a couple of slices, or if you took one for presentation, you could have an inch thick steak. You're going to trim the fat off of it and butterfly it, which means we're going to slice it so it's only going to be half-inch thick but still joined together in one part at one point. And then you could actually take a meat mallet and flatten it out even more. And this is something you want to cook very, very quickly. Similar for setting up for a cutlet. If you were to use a boneless pork chop for this, I would do the same thing. You'd have a 6 or 7 ounce, 8 ounce piece with no fat on it, butterfly it, and then flatten it out so it cooks very quickly. If you're breading it with panko or some seasoned breadcrumbs, you could do that. I think it would be very good with this salad. You've got that nice who doesn't like fried food and slaw, right? Think of fish fry, think of fried chicken, think of all these classic combinations, and it's not a stretch. The butterfly steak sounds good to me. I think it's thin enough where it cooks quickly, but thick enough so you can still get some color. Now, the technique, you've got your grill hot or cast iron pan. It's really, literally, you do 30 seconds. If you're doing it on the grill, you would do 30 seconds, rotate 45 degrees to get your marks, another 30 seconds, flip it and cook it for another minute. So within 2 minutes, you've got this nice medium rare thin steak. If you're cooking chicken, that would probably be another good choice. A grilled chicken, you could do a paillard, or if you like a roasted chicken breast, would be very good. I would like the skin on it myself, but most people don't want that. But a thin chicken cutlet, whether you're grilling it, pan searing it, little better than doing a chicken Caesar. Now for fish, again, fried fish, I'm thinking something like a Parmesan crust with the cornmeal. And that's one that gets requested. We'll put that in special once in a while. But something thin, flounder, I guess tilapia, very, very mild fish. And that's, we originally came up with this for tilapia because it needs some help. It's decent, you know, decent fish. You get the good blue tilapia, but you got to, you know, it needs some help. There's no fat in it. There's not much flavor. So we make a mixture of one part cornmeal, one part panko, and one part grated Parmesan. So it's a cup of each, let's say. You get a nice mixture there. You can put a little parsley in. You don't need any salt. You want pepper. And then it's standard breading procedure. Just the seasoned flour and beaten egg, and then roll it in this cornmeal mixture. Now these, we don't deep fry these. We do saute them, and we'll use olive oil because that is going to get absorbed a little bit in the crust. And when you're doing something, just like when we did cutlets, you want that oil as part of the dish. It's a flavoring. It's sometimes when we're searing something off, we'll use a neutral oil that we're going to dump out before we make our pan sauce. But in this case, we want some of that oil that's going to be absorbed, and we want good flavored oil. So you have your thin fillets coated, and then saute them in the oil. If they're a little bit thicker than you'd like, you can always finish them in a 425 degree oven. 425, between 425 and 450, that's about the saute oil temperature. You want it, you know, just about at that smoke point. And finish them in the oven, nice and crispy. And then you've got a crunchy salad, although with the crunchy salad, I mean, even broiled fish if you want. Or a simple crumb topping, a cracker topping. Possibilities are endless, but make this slaw. Use these seasonal vegetables. They're good for you. A lot of them are counted as superfoods. Julienne some apple in there, or a pear if you like, and enjoy. We've got to run. It's the end of the hour. We'll talk to you in a week. Chef Bill's Table here at 100andchamberradio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Charges against President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, in the Russia probe now being unsealed. Manafort was indicted on charges including conspiracy, money laundering, and other charges related to his lobbying on behalf of Ukraine and the president of Ukraine. Manafort and his former business associate, Rick Gates, surrendering to the FBI this morning. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is warning President Trump against interfering with the special counsel's investigation now that these two former aides have been indicted. And a justice analyst, Matt Miller, says the president probably should not intervene, especially at this point in the process.
If the president were to pardon him in the middle of this investigation, that would look a lot like obstruction of justice.
The Afghan Taliban says an American hostage it's holding, Kevin King, is critically ill and will require urgent medical attention. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall